Good afternoon, Consolidated Coding.
Hey, is Jeff in?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, that's Sam with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, Sam, hold on.
Sure.
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. My name's Sam. I'm with the underwriting department over here at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. We're actually, you know, trying to finish up a final approval for you. We just got the equipment quotes over here not too long ago. Did you have a quick minute to go over a couple things on the file?
Sure.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. So, looks like you're looking at it's a powder coating gun and a blaster. Is that it?
Powder coating gun, a blaster, and also a conveyor chain.
Conveyor chain. Okay. Is that included on the quotes that we have over here?
You should have all three quotes.
Okay.
You should have three quotes. One for the blasting cabinet, one for the powder coating gun, and one for the conveyor chain.
Okay. Give me one second here. I might be missing the conveyor chain on mine. It might just not have gotten its way here. Okay, so for the blaster, I have that guy coming in at about just under 12,000. And it looks like the powder coating gun, that guy's coming in at about 4,750.
Right.
And then I don't think I have the conveyor in front of me. Do you know how much that costs?
Around, it was a little over $8,000, I believe.
$8,000, okay. Okay.
Find it real quick, and I can tell you.
Okay. Do you know, was that quote was sent over to Hashem?
It was, yes.
Okay. Okay, I can get that from him then. All right. I'm glad I made the call, because I was working on just the other two, so we're still... Okay, and are they all three from different vendors?
They are.
Okay, perfect. And... Now, do you know, are you ready to go on all three of them if we have the financing in place?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Sorry, I'm going to have kind of a list of questions here just to check off. So, do you know, does the vendor need to be paid up front for all of them?
I don't believe in, let's see, in one, two, I don't believe in any of the cases they have to be paid up front, no.
Okay, okay. All right. Looks like I got the
one I'm not sure of there is the on the blasting cabinet. I've never done business with them before, so I don't know if I have an account set up, but the other two vendors are regular vendors of mine that I have credit with. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'd just like to make sure that, you know, whatever we get in place is going to be right in line with what both you and the vendor are kind of expecting here. And it looks like we're going to have, you know, a pretty good option for you. Now, did you have any idea of, I guess first of all, if we can go through each of these, do you have an idea of what type of return you're going to see on these, or like what type of cash flow they're going to generate on almost a monthly basis? Are you able to quantify that?
Not easily. So I'll explain a little bit about what I'm doing there, and that you'll understand why I don't have an ROI calculation on it.
Sure.
So the powder coating gun is really I'm purchasing for two reasons. One, as a backup, we already have a couple from that vendor, and this is, you know, just to make sure we don't have downtime.
Okay.
And also on larger projects, we might use all three at once.
Oh,
so
sure, okay.
Of a, you know, a large project, you know, pending that, you know, originally, you know, had us bring up the idea. So
okay.
That's one. The conveyor chain is really a maintenance thing. That's, we already have the conveyor system in place, but the chain needs to be replaced.
And, oh, all right, yeah.
And I've actually purchased half of the chain already. And just need to purchase the other half, and it's pretty expensive, and I had these other acquisitions that I knew I wanted to make, so I figured I'd roll them all into one.
Sure, not a bad plan.
So that's the and then the blasting cabinet, there's definitely an ROI there. I just don't have a forecast on it. It's a new business for me. Okay. So we do a lot of surface preparations here, but this would be a new capability.
Okay. All right. Now, have you budgeted for monthly payments for these?
Yes.
Okay. And what are you hoping to get from it?
What do you mean?
As far as a monthly output of what you're able to spend on the equipment.
Are you trying to figure out what my terms?
Well, yeah, exactly that. It looks like I have a little wiggle room on the term of what I'm able to get for you. So, basically, I just want to know, we can spread it out as far as possible. It looks like I can go up to 5 years. That'll keep the payments down to a manageable area.
Yeah, that's really where I want to be, is about 5 years on it.
Oh, okay.
The life on all three of those products is a lot longer than that, so.
Sure. Sure. Okay. So we want to shoot for the longer term to get the manageable payments then. Okay. All right. Let me see here. Okay. I think that is just about everything that I need to go ahead and get this wrapped up. I just need the credit officer to sign off on the final approval. What I'll do is I'll work up terms for a 5-year term and we'll.
I haven't seen a rate yet or anything. So I'm,
Sure. And that kind of varies with the term. So I just wanted to get an idea of what you're looking for.
Why don't you give me a 3 and 4 year option too? Because if the rate's substantially better one way or another, I might, I'd like to see what my options are.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Let me just take a note on that. Okay. And in that case, I will go back, get a couple options in place. I should be able to get this for you by, I'm in California, so I'm a little off on the time. Are you in Massachusetts?
Yeah, I'm in Massachusetts, so it's the end of the day.
Oh, okay. This might take me maybe an hour and a half to get, so I guess, is it okay if I come back and, work through the numbers with you tomorrow morning, or we were trying to push this through today?
No, it can be tomorrow morning, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So what's the best time to get a hold of you tomorrow, your time?
I am here all the time.
Oh, okay. So, good man.
Yeah, I am out Monday and Tuesday next week, but I'm here pretty much all the time the rest of the week.
Okay, I'll absolutely have some numbers for you tomorrow morning. I should get them probably late this afternoon, but I'll give you a call probably around maybe 10 o'clock your time. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay, perfect. Well, then I will. I won't take up any more of your time here. I'm going to get to work, and I will call you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.